אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם the reading the freedom article under the headline the will to receive existence from absence You can ask questions on cob.tv relevant questions may be aired during the lesson בעל הסולם Again article the freedom headline the will to receive existence from absence to move a step forward in a scientific manner here all we need is the wisdom of Kabbalah this is because all the teachings in the world are included in the wisdom of Kabbalah concerning spiritual lights and vessels we learn that the primary innovation from the perspective of creation which he has created existence from absence applies to one and only aspect defined as the will to receive all other matters in the whole of creation are not innovations at all they are not existence from absence but existence from existence this means that they extend directly from his essence as the light extends from the sun there too there is nothing new since what is found in the core of the sun extends outwards
מה שאין כן בעניין רצון לקבל האמור בזה
however the will to receive is complete novelty prior to creation such a thing did not exist in reality since he has no quality of will to receive at all as he precedes everything so from whom would he receive
ולכן נבחן הרצון לקבל הזה
For this reason, this will to receive, which he extracted as existence from absence, is complete novelty. But everything else is not considered an innovation that could be called creation. Hence, all the vessels and bodies from the spiritual worlds and from the physical worlds are deemed spiritual or corporeal substance whose nature is to want to receive.
או גשמי שטבעו הוא לרצות לקבל
נו שאלות
well questions
Moscow 1 בבקשה
желание которое создает творец это хисарон
כן
the desire the creator creates is a deficiency
yes PT
19.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rav. Baal Sulam says, with regards to the above will to receive, it's complete novelty because prior to creation, such a thing did not exist in reality since he has no quality of the will to receive at all. So the will to receive did not exist. Why did he create it? What for? What's the true reason for the will to receive? That he created.
I would recommend for you to go to the campus.
30 years
the
in campus.
Very fundamentals. You're probably missing it. That's where you learn where the will to receive is from, why, for what, and so on.
I understand, but he says it's not existent in the Creator, the will to receive.
To the Creator.
So how does it suddenly exist?
That's why he created it.
Where does it come from? For what?
It comes from him. The will to receive is the only creation. Bria, creation, is considered bar, outside of him. That it wasn't before, and now it is. Who did this? The Creator. How did he do this? We don't know how. That's the one thing that we cannot understand. How from something that didn't exist at all in any way or form, it's all of a sudden done.
But the moment he created the man, the will to receive...
A person is later called a person. We don't call it an Adam at this point. An Adam, a person is called the will to receive that takes on the form of something that is similar to the Creator. he is called Adam.
But the moment the will to receive was created, all the troubles began.
That's different. We're not talking about troubles or not troubles. We're talking about that will to receive was created existence from absence by the upper force called the Creator.
I'll ask a different question. Without the will to receive the Creator created in us, can we advance spiritually?
Who would advance? There is nothing except for the will to receive. There's just the Creator. The Creator doesn't need any spiritual advancement.
So what do we need to turn the will to receive to what?
To in order to bestow, so it'll be similar to the Creator.
And that's the whole trick.
Okay, well, what can you do? I hope the fact that I tolerate you and suffer from you, that I will somehow be rewarded in the next world somehow. Yes, Michael.
Rav, why does he write that it is called external, that the will to receive the Creator created? Why is it considered outside of his will to bestow?
Well, of course, outside of. These are two contradictive desires that cannot be in the same place together.
But is it not included in the Creator?
No, the will to receive, of course not. That's why the Creator is Creator. But outside of himself, he creates this.
The question is, what is this place outside that where something new can be created? How is there a place that is not existent in the Creator?
That he created, that's considered that he created, and within what he created, there is a place, and in this place there are discernments of different sorts. All of that is called the will to receive. Also, the place itself is called the will to receive. Only such a desire that we don't reveal in it any movement of its own, we could say. Or maybe we do already discover that there's movement of its own, that there are all kinds of masses that are still and then vegetative and animal. Speaking,
just to understand the essence of it, when we go back to correction, so this place created by the Creator becomes included in the Creator, or it's still detached?
It's not included. This is not physics. Do you understand? Included, not included is not how connected they are together. That's it. As much as the will to receive is connected together of the Creator and the will to desire to receive of the creature. When they come into equivalence, into resemblance by the will to receive that was created, then there's already an intention in order to bestow. And then the desire to receive with the intention to bestow identifies with the desire to bestow of the Creator. And in such a manner, they advance, so they come closer. So they come closer in all the ways, on still vegetative, animal, and speaking. Still is the place itself, and vegetative is already, and animal and speaking are already what occurs, what takes place inside this inanimate place, in this still place. Because in vegetative, animal, and speaking, there's already movement that comes from itself. Whereas in inanimate and still, there is no movement. There's just movement from that which begets it, from the Creator. Just like in our universe, the planets and stars, they all come to start with from their presentation from above. Whereas still vegetative, animal, and speaking are from the earth. That's already coming from below. Okay. Yofi. Wonderful. Again, Italy 4? Okay, Ita 4.
La volontà di ricevere che il creatore ha creato è l'ultima cosa, lo stadio finale di tutta la sua creazione? Perché noi dobbiamo invertire la volontà di ricevere verso la volontà di dare?
Ask him to repeat the question.
La domanda è: il creatore ha creato la volontà di ricevere come creazione finale.
The creator created a will to receive, which is the final complete creation.
Dobbiamo cambiare la nostra volontà di ricevere verso la volontà.
Why then do we need to change our will to receive and adapt it to the will to bestow?
Because you need to come to the degree of bestowal, to the intention of bestowal, to come to the degree of the Creator. And then with that whole attainment, that feeling that when you come to the degree of the Creator, you truly come to becoming an Adam, one who is similar to the Creator. The Creator wants the creature that He created to come to His degree, to perfection. Okay?
Quindi quello che ha creato non è finito. Cioè dobbiamo noi completare la creazione, giusto?
So what the Creator created is not perfect, it's not complete. We need to complete creation then.
Right, right. That's what it's written also, yes? The Creator started the creation and we complete the creation, yes?
No,
well, okay. You understood it at last?
PT-29.
I didn't hear the question.
Existence from absence is the Creator Himself.
Existence from absence is not the Creator, it's the creature. PT-20.
Did the Creator have a choice that the world will not be created?
Yes, He did it from His free choice. He wanted to do a good action, a nice one. From the nature of the good is to do good. Hence, He created us.
So.
That's it.
Beersheba.
Thank you, Rav. My question is, if the spiritual matter, which is bestowal, which is the Creator, so He basically created antimatter, so we will be built from both and the differences between them?
Correct. Correct. Our attainment is between the two, between the quality of bestowal and the quality of reception. Almata.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот это механическое действие мое, допустим, любое действие.
Рав, please say a mechanical action that I do.
Придет ли меня это к отдаче или нет?
When I any action, if I put an intention on it to bring contentment to the Creator.
Yes, slowly, slowly, your daily work, the morning lesson every day, this will lead you to the act of bestowal. You start to see the world as one system and us within this system and how we need to advance. You'll start to see in advance how this cascades, what needs to happen with all that we go through. It will be before you. You'll see.
Spain 2.
Buenos días, Rab. Si en el creador no hay carencias, ¿por qué en el método que él creó?
If there is no deficiency in the creator, why in the method he created we ultimately have to bestow to him?
I don't understand what he's saying. Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
Sí. Rabino, si en el creador no hay carencias, ¿por qué él crea un método en el que nosotros tenemos que otorgarle a él?
כדי שאנחנו נהיה שלמים כמוהו.
So that we will be whole, perfect like him. And for this quality of bestowing, we will get to know the whole of reality, all the worlds and all that's there, and we will be above time, space, above life and death, but we will simply be eternal and whole, like him. You can't do this to the creature unless you do this in the way that he did it. He made us opposite him and us coming to a form like him. Okay. You know what? There's no questions. Oh, wonderful.
Continue.
We continue under the headline, two forces in the will to receive, an attracting force and a rejecting force. You need to discern further that we distinguish two forces in that force called will to receive. A, the attracting force, B, the rejecting force. The reason is that each body or vessel, defined as the will to receive, is indeed limited, meaning how much it will receive and the quality it will receive. Therefore, all the quantity and quality that are outside one's boundaries appear to be against one's nature. Hence, he rejects them. Thus, that will to receive, although it is deemed an attracting force, it is compelled to become a rejecting force as well.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ain.
None? Interesting. Maybe you're tired already. That's it. Yes, Michael, what do you say?
We have Tel Aviv 2.
Yeah, Tel Aviv 2 is, but I really feel that they're a little tired. They're getting tired. What should we do? Well, let's start with Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. He says that quality and quantity is beyond one's boundary, like his nature. So how can you cross over the boundaries and receive vessels of bestowal and evolve and develop?
And the fact that we can use our will to receive, that the Creator created in all its might, then just like he has the force to bestow, which is all his force, the force of creation, he created the will to receive, imprinted it in such a way. And then we have this will to receive that he created. And then it turns out that our will to receive is in a height and power and in a copy just like the Creator, the opposite of him. Do you understand what a desire we have? The opposite to the Creator, to the same extent, just opposite. What do we need to do? We don't need to change the desire, because the will to receive is our nature, and the Creator created from his desire to bestow our nature. What do we need? Just to change our intention, how I use my will to receive, which is opposite to the Creator, in a way that will be similar to the Creator. So it turns out that I make from myself the Creator. That's why it's called "You made me." Do you understand what a trick there is here? What a brilliant concept. That's why we lack nothing but to ask from the Creator to give us, for every single desire we have, the ability to change it to the opposite. We cannot change the desire. That's a desire to receive. That's it. The desire to bestow is the Creator. The desire to receive is the creature. But if I'm in the desire to receive of the creature, do a correction in order to bestow, then I resemble the Creator. Altogether. So I need to take the desire to receive as it is, to recognize that it's constantly thinking of itself only, and then try to do actions in it in order to bestow, in order to bestow to the Creator. So I have the desire to receive, which is the desire to enjoy, and the intention that my desire to enjoy becomes pleasure to the Creator, that I want Him to enjoy. So there is here upon my will to receive several actions I need to do. First of all, the tzimtzum, not use it directly, the desire to receive. Then the masach, the screen, where I go and make an opposite action from itself, and ochozer, reflected light, as much as I can, use it in order to bestow. If I do that, tzimtzum, masach, ochozer, then by that I resemble the Creator. Now all I need to do is to do degrees, stages, upon which desires and when and how I can arrange my intention in order to bestow. That's called sulam, the ladder of degrees. That's it. This is how we will advance. We take my desires from the smallest possible ones and invert them to in order to bestow more and more and more. And this is how we grow, just like a baby who is born and grows up, exactly through the same stages like babies do.
This means that he goes out of his boundaries, that he keeps growing each time. This is what it is?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, what do you say?
We have Santiago.
Oh, we didn't have Santiago, yes. Well, Santiago de Chile.
Amado Rab, la intención es otorgamiento, se transforma en...
Dear Rab, the intention is bestowal, or it becomes bestowal through the action of the masach?
Yes. The desire to receive, which restricts itself and says, I don't want to enjoy for myself. I want to only do it to the benefit, for the benefit of the Creator. So the fact that he doesn't want to take it for myself, he puts a screen upon it to not receive. The fact that he also says, I want to do actions in order to bring contentment to the Creator, that's in order to bestow. And then he uses his desire in order to bestow to the Creator. These actions are called actions of the Masach. Okay, wonderful. Who else do we have? 19, 20. Well, PT9 we didn't ask, I think.
Rav, we seem to be discussing that we make the Creator. What is the Creator made of?
The Creator is the desire to bestow. The desire to bestow which exists, and other than Him, nothing else exists. That's called Bore, the Creator. There's none else besides Him. In order to bestow, to realize it himself, the Creator created within him an empty space. And in this empty space, he created the creature, the desire to receive. So all the creature starts from where the Creator created the desire to receive. And the desire to receive exists inside the Creator. And the Creator works on the desire to receive in order to move it, first of all, to an opposite form from himself, to truly, in order to receive, to klipa, to the opposite form, and then correct it and lead it towards such an identification with himself, which is called correction, the end of correction, the desire to bestow.
From what material is the Creator built?
The Creator has no matter. The creator exists. The desire to bestow exists. We don't talk of that which was before the desire to bestow. We only talk relative to the creature, that the desire to bestow exists already, and the creator, which is the desire to bestow, wants to create the creature, because from the nature of the good is to do good, to benefit.
Been a subject in the last few questions that we, you, it is said that you make me, we make the creator. So I'm just wondering, what do we put together between us? Is it just our desire to bestow that builds the creator?
Yes, the fact that we between us establish the desire to bestow, by this we seemingly create the creator. That's why it's written, the creator seemingly says, you made me. Because to the extent in which we build from ourselves, from our desire to receive, with the intention in order to bestow, we build this desire to bestow, to that extent we seemingly make him. That's why by this we are called Adam, those who are similar to the creator, who resemble him.
Toronto 1.
Линия души Адама разбитой. Мы используем такие вещи, как мир, год, душа. То есть мы душа Адама. И получается, что в конце...
We were talking about world, year, soul with regards to connecting the broken soul of Adam Rishon. Turns out that there is just a soul and a...
World, year, soul, Adam Rishon, Nefesh, all connect together to what we call and the image to the character. What else didn't we have?
PT 12 or 34...
Okay, PT
12.
Hello, Rav. Baal Salam writes here that there is the pushing force and the attracting force of the will to receive that he created from his boundaries. We say we want to resemble him, so how do we use these two forces? What is he saying here?
One as the force of our coarseness, our avyut, and one is the force of our purity, our zakut. And from those two forces, we form it ourselves, we build ourselves. Okay, yes. Who else didn't we have?
PT 34. Weren't there?
Okay, PT 34.
Is there a state where a desire that has already been corrected is again broken?
Is there a state
that a desire that was already corrected becomes broken again?
No, never. One is never lowered in sanctity, only raised in holiness. That's the rule.
Belarus. We also have Belarus, Latin 7.
Well, let's have the mask.
Если мы подобны Творцу, и вот как печать и оттиск, мы как творение
против. If we are similar to the Creator, like a seal and an imprint, as created beings who are opposite to the Creator, we need to find this space, the empty space to fill with the Creator.
We don't need to build anything but correct our desire to receive through prayer to in order to bestow. We don't build anything. We have no actions in us. We have just one action, which is the address to the Creator, and according to our address to Him, He corrects us. More than that, there is nothing else for us to do. Only the request to Him, for Him to do. That's why all our work is prayer, request. But in order for us to have the prayer, we need to recognize what's happening to us, how corrupted we are, and so on.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Rav, the will to receive is outside the Creator?
Certainly.
So this means that everything that is outside of me is for the Creator.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but continue.
No.
So when I relate the friend, I need to relate to his point in the heart, and then I relate to the Creator, basically?
Yes, in the heart of a friend or behind the friend is the Creator. That's why if we want to turn to the Creator, we have to incorporate with all our friends in the ten, and then it is a certainty. This is a matter of minyan, of a ten. Then it is certain that we are turning to the Creator in the right way. And it's certain in such a way that He will answer us.
So what should be my attitude to the will to receive of the friend?
That I and him and the other friends want to connect together and to ask the Creator to correct us. That we want to be connected. That all our egoistic desire that is in such a capsule, in such a wrapping, just like in a little pill. We want all these pills of ours, our balls of each and every one of us, to be connected together to one big ball. And this ball will already include the ten. It will be called Neshama, soul. And in it, in this structure, in this Neshama, in this soul, we will feel the Creator. And that state will be called Israel, which is us, the light, which is altogether the connection between us, and the Creator are one. That's the matter of the end of correction.
Can I ask another question? How do we turn all of the Tzimtzum Masach or Chozer to something practical inside the ten?
Well, that's what we need to do. Do this all day long. Try and try to think about this and to build these states. The restriction, the Masach, and the Or Chozer connection. Tzimtzum, the restriction is upon the will to receive about the thoughts from about myself. The Masach, the screen, is in the resistance towards using it for my own benefit. And the Or Chozer, where I want only for the benefit of the Creator, of the friends, and through them to the Creator. And that's it. I want I'm hoping that he's aiming towards me too. Try to compose these relations and you'll see that it's not that far. Start receiving responses also.
Latin 7.
Simple que todo lo llena, puede decirse que todavía no es el creador, y por otro lado, podemos decir que el creador y la criatura son simultáneos.
The simple light that fulfills everything is the Creator. Can we say that the Creator and the created being are happening at the same time?
Again, in
yes. There's no creator without the creature. It's written that way, yes. Where are we, Michael?
We are in under the headline One Law for All the Worlds.
That's big. We won't manage that. So we have PT 18.
No.
Yes, Rav, you said before that go to the craftsman and made me is something I need to say to myself. My question is, though, what do I tell a friend who...
Lo evanti.
I didn't understand.
Rav said, go to the craftsman who made me, is something I say to myself.
Yes, that you need to turn to the Creator.
Right, but what do I tell a friend who is working in connection and tells me how ugly I am?
There's nothing for you to say. There's nothing for you to say except for thank you for making you turn to the Creator now. That He should aim you, that for Him guiding you towards the Creator.
So if the friend sees ugliness in me or a flaw in me, it becomes my problem, not his problem.
Of course, his problem is his problem, and your problem is yours. He needs to turn to the Creator to correct himself, so that he doesn't see blemishes in others. And you need to turn to the Creator, so that others won't appear to you these flaws, so that others won't see those flaws in you. The others, meaning your friends in the ten.
But even if there are flaws in me, I have to ask the Creator?
Yes.
To correct myself, even if I have flaws.
Yes, in every situation you need to thank the friend for telling you this, because now you have the possibility of turning to the Creator.
Thank you, Rav.
But don't forget this. You forget about this throughout the day.
No, in my 10, it's impossible to forget about it. I'm being reminded.
They're reminding you. Very good. Good 10. So what are they saying? That you're not worth anything?
Well, not in these words, but yeah.
Clear. Peter 2, what are you laughing?
You asked us to tell you about the work we do in our ten every day. So in changes, with regards to the Congress, how can we make it a pathway to invite everyone?
If you talk a lot, I will disconnect you. You have 1 minute, please.
Okay. Today, we're going to have a meeting with the organizers of the Congress. And after that, we will update.
That's good. Can we see such things?
At 6 a.m., right after the lesson, there is a virtual Congress preparation meeting.
Very well. That's really different, you see? Nice. Okay, thank you. I'm thanking you very much for starting to awaken things. Very well. Okay. See, he's giving us an example of
focus group.
Focus group.
Hello, Rav. A question that awakens recently, based on Rav's recommendation, there are now 45 minutes of summaries after the lesson, and the Zoom meetings became from 15 minutes to half an hour each one, and then there's also preparation for the lesson, and there's also evening lesson. Are we advancing in quality or quantity, and how to maintain balance?
By quantity, for sure you're advancing. But by quality, I don't know. I wasn't there, I can't say. I'm warning you that you shouldn't just drag the time just like that, that it's better. The commandment is always to shorten. And be serious. If it's to the point, it's worthwhile to continue and to hear and to expand. But if not, then immediately you need to put boundaries on it.
Still, it's your advice after the lesson to have 45 minutes after the lesson?
It's hard. I don't know. For me, it would be very hard. I know Rabash, after the lesson, would go into his room that was like a few feet from the lesson place. And he would eat something. He had to do that many times, not three times, but it would be better to have smaller meals, but many times in the day. In accordance to the way he worked, he would, very quickly, he would lose his calories. He'd burn calories very fast. He would eat something, and he would immediately go to sleep. Immediately. He didn't have the strength for anything. That's it. So, try not to just smear things. And we still have French.
French.
Rav, comment construire les relations entre nous pour que l'on inclue entre nous le reste du monde? Parce que c'est comme si
how to build the connection between us so that we can include between us the rest of the world, and it seems to always contradict us and the world.
So what if it contradicts? You'll have many things that will contradict connection in all kinds of levels, between people, times, all kinds of states. You understand? This is something that the Creator sends. He sends. If someone, God forbid, is sick, the other one has something in his family, the other one has some urgent work, and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. This is not important. You need to continue. That's it. That's why take into account the disturbances, but with that, we continue. That's it.
Davka.
Actually, I see that the French are people that know how to build things. They were always capable.
To add to his question, I think he meant that the connection between us and opening up to the world and being responsible for the world is like two different directions. How can we build a connection between us so that it also includes the world?
No. The whole goal of connection between us is for us to correct the world. The Creator needs the world. He needs for us to come to the correction of the world. The simple people that are distant from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from connection and all these things, it's them that he wants. And he cares for us only so that we will correct them, those distant ones. That's why he's engaging with us. He's got a business with us. But his intention is for those ones that don't have to do with the people of Israel and not the nations of the world, like something like that, but like that he wants to correct Australia. Yes, let's say. What is more distant than that? New Zealand is even further. Okay. He's intending to them, but to get to them, he has to awaken the whole Kli of ours. So that through them, it's also written this way, that through us, he goes to correct the world. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. And specifically, the other ones that will come and join, they are the most precious to him. That is why we need to pay attention to the connections and our preparations in the direction of the world, and to see how we get involved, merge with the preparations that are happening in the world? Are we preparing ourselves? Are we ready for that corona attack that's going to happen in the fall and in the winter with all the problems that will arise from it? Do we understand to what extent that there is now, that we're coming close to a world revolution where America and how it flips into from capitalism to socialism? We will see this, how they will have no choice. That specifically for them it will happen in the most beneficial way for everyone. It'll be much more difficult for Europe or Asia. We need to be ready for all these things and to also understand what processes we're all going through. Yes. Well, what remains for us is just one Nudnik, which is 25, PT25.
Yes, hello Rav. Yesterday Jacques wanted to ask a question about the Congress preparation and you told him to ask it today. He's just in translation right now, so I'm asking for him.
I see Jacques, he's here.
No, he's translating.
Ah, okay.
So the question is about our Congress preparation. Maybe in what way do we need to prepare ourselves both internally and in as a 10 for the Congress?
We need to try to come to the convention, mostly all of us connected in tens, and all of us feeling that we belong to one big kli, which is also the inclusive ten. Also the men apart, and also the women apart, but arranged in tens. And we need, this doesn't actually belong to me, but it seems to me that before this, we need to arrange our tens well. Such that we are certain that on that day of the convention, we are in our place, in our ten, in our language, in our guidance, in all the things that we understand, such that we, each and every one of us is in his home, or that though maybe there are those who can be two or three together, even though it has to all be according to the laws of the Corona guidance in your place. And that's it. And let's really hope that we will come to a connection, an internal connection. I really hope that we are towards that. Well, who do we have there? Shai.
Yes, we'll hear Orfe.
Every Friday we'll have a Yeshivat Chaverim tonight. So everyone from every part of the world is invited with a really warm and open heart.
Yes, that's with regards to our gathering of friends at night, and we will mention that after the summary in the tens at 6 a.m. we're inviting anyone who wants to join the virtual Congress preparation meeting. There is a link, it will be sent to everyone after the lesson. Here is the link and you can all join the preparation meeting. Then from 10:30 to 11:30 there's a writer's meeting with Rav, we'll live broadcast. Of course, from 1 to 2, we have a recorded lesson, and from 2 to 3, we'll do a workshop on the topic of the lesson together with friends from the world. And from 8 to 9, as we just heard, the European friends are inviting everyone to a gathering of friends, and we'll continue to a song.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arrivons au but.